Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Williams is not getting paid, or at least Redskins fans are not going to care. What I care about, a couple of things. One, do the Redskins get that money for the rest of this year in salary cap savings? I'm not sure about that yet. I'm trying to figure that out still. Nobody seems to have exact clarity on that. I think they do, but I don't know. Two, what the hell happens to all of the fines? Over $5 million from what I've been told in fines for missing veteran minicamp, veteran minicamp, training camp, and eight regular season games. I mean, just absurd. In addition to the salary Trent's already lost. That's how bad he hates you. That's how much he absolutely loathes Bruce Allen and refuses to play for the Washington Redskins again. So we're going to get into all of that later. I know Mike Jones did a piece. I heard him a little bit on Grant and Danny earlier today on my way in. We'll get to that. We will get to a big Capitals come from behind win. They had the lead, then they didn't have the lead, then they were down a couple of goals, then they tied it up, then they were down, then they tied it up, and then they almost lost it 5 seconds into overtime. Braden Holtby with a brilliant save. And then that ignited the rush. John Carlson to top line Tommy, who's not top line Tommy anymore right now. He's playing on the second line. Carlson to Tom Wilson, who got it done and ended Sergei Bobrovsky's and the Florida Panthers night, the Florida Panther, and sent all 12,000 people to the exits, many Caps fans, in Sunrise. So we'll talk a little bit about the Capitals, who are red hot, just keep doing their thing, although defensively it is a little bit concerning, if not a lot concerning. We'll get into that. Wizards with the Cavaliers on tap for tonight. Looks like they're going to be making a starting lineup change. Maybe we'll touch on that. Nationals could be on the verge of losing Howie Kendrick. Also, we'll get into the whole Strasburg versus Rendon thing and where you guys are at a week and a half following the World Series victory, less than a week following a World Series print. I think we can safely say it would take an astronomical set of circumstances to get both Strasburg and Rendon back here. I mean, I'm sorry. Just don't see it under any circumstances. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. And if I'd be thrilled about that. I'd be thrilled if I'm proven wrong. The learners, you know, I struggle because, you know, at times I've kind of intimated, you know, that they are cheap. They are cheap in some ways, but then they're not cheap in a lot of ways. But what I do think is fair is they are fiscally conservative. Even though they spend plenty of money on the payroll, to say that they are not fiscally conservative, I think is wrong. You want to call them cheap? Fine, go ahead. I don't think they're cheap, but I do think they are very, very, very conservative with their money and how they appropriate. And I do get it. They've got a ton of talent. You got to pay a lot of these guys. You can't pay everybody. But there is no salary cap. Of course, you're just dealing with the luxury tax, and they don't want to pay that. And there's some prohibitive terms in terms of international pool money and draft pick compensation, all that stuff. To me, I'll worry about that another time. If it means having Strasburg and Rendon, I'm paying to get Strasburg and Rendon back. Now, that being said, it's probably not going to happen. We will touch on that more as we go along. However, I wanted to start off this afternoon at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That's your toll-free number for you to hop aboard right here on The Fan. We're with you until 6:30, Virginia Tech basketball at that point. No Redskins game this Sunday. It is Friday. Listen, it's a victory for all of us that we don't have to watch the Redskins. I'm sorry. That's rude. That's obnoxious. That's going to upset people. It's the God's honest truth. It is an absolute victory. You know, we do Victory Monday on this radio station. We've had that once this year. This is Victory Friday. CK didn't even know this. This is Victory Friday because we don't have to spend our weekend watching the that is the Redskins. Instead, Landfill, we get the next Redskins quarterback. Oh! Landy's all fired up for LSU and Alabama. Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa. He wants to talk about sprained ankles. He wants to talk about what Nick Saban has for breakfast. He wants to talk about Chase Young being suspended. He wants to talk about Maryland backdoor covering the 42 in Columbus at the Horseshoe. He wants all the Penn State, Minnesota he can get. Landy doesn't care about the Redskins. He doesn't care about the NFL. He's like you. It's Victory Friday, baby. Less than 24 hours, he'll be watching LSU and Bama for all the marbles to see who will get stuck with the Washington Redskins next year. Now, you might be saying, whoa, wait a second. Oh, hold on. We know we love Alabama guys around here, right? We have a major affinity to Alabama. Now, of course, it hasn't translated, right? The Redskins had this brilliant plan to draft everybody in Alabama because they thought, well, if you win in college, you're going to win in the pros, right? How's that plan going? So anyway, they then tried to draft somebody from LSU. How's that gone so far? Not good, Bob. So then they started drafting people from Ohio State. Yeah, I mean, if it worked so well the first time, Alabama and LSU, and if we won so many games, we might as well double down at Ohio State, right? Let's do it. I mean, I'm just waiting for the next Golden Domer to walk in the door, right? Or the next Michigan man to walk in the door. So anyway, I have a point to get to this. Listen, we all know Terry McLaurin is special, right? I still believe Dwayne Haskins is going to be good. I don't know if he's going to be very good as I thought he was going to be. I don't know if he's going to be the best quarterback in this draft class like I thought he was going to be. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. Clearly, right now, we know who's the best quarterback so far to have come out. Kyler Murray, of course. But a half a year does not make a career, as we found out with Robert Griffin III, right? So the jury is still out. And a half a year and one start and two games in reserve on the road against, well, two tough opponents, one not-so-tough opponent in the Giants does not make Dwayne Haskins year or career, right? But think about that. Landy's all fired up for 3:30 SEC CBS Tim Brando tomorrow afternoon because Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa are going to tangle. That game in Baton Rouge, I believe. No, it's at Tuscaloosa. All right. I like games that are on Baton Rouge. When you get the andouille sausage and you get the gumbo, all the shats from the parking lot, especially at night. Whew. Why is that game not on at night, by the way? I haven't been able to figure that out. Usually that's a prime timer. Anyway, so you have that, but that leads us into this conversation about Dwayne Haskins, right? I was going to connect the dots. Just bear with me. 800-636-1067. Dwayne Haskins is going to start, we think. I mean, some people have speculated that this decision is not final. I don't know if I believe them or not. We'll see. We'll see what Bill Callahan says on Monday. Bill Callahan, by the way, might not even announce anything on Monday. For everybody that is so lock, stock, and just proclaiming and guaranteeing that Bill Callahan's just going to announce this on Monday, I don't think so. I don't know. But Dwayne Haskins, we think, is the starting quarterback, right? Here's the question. Why is Doug Williams talking to him and apparently telling him or giving him the impression that he's going to be the starter if Bill Callahan has complete control, as has been reported? Why is Doug Williams, who's the senior vice president of player personnel, giving that news or giving that impression or making it clear, as reported by Craig Hoffman, if Bill Callahan, A, said he hadn't made up his mind, B, is the head coach with complete control. Weird, right? I want to get into a little bit of that coming up next. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I forgot we were back on the old clock here on this show. My bad. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, knock down your calls. You find that weird like I do? I do. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Dukes is out today. I'm Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster. Make sure you go check out, if you have an opportunity to, Dukes' Veterans Day Jamboree tomorrow night at Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg, or make a donation. He's got all the links and whatever up on social media, at Chad Dukes, at Dukes the DJ. On Instagram, it's easy. I did it the other day. I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Just donate. I, you know, went last year. It was a blast, right, Brock? We had a great time last year, right? Landfill, you were there too, right? We had a great time. I drank way too much beer. I had to take an Uber home. Ooh.
It was a lot of fun, and you can just go to facebook.com/CDVTW.
That's another way.
All of the links are there. There is also a picture of the standoff that you and Landfill had before the show.
Landfill was upsetting me because he wanted the meatballs that I made for the crew before they were ready. And he wanted to eat them before they were fully ready. And I told him, you have to wait. And he didn't like the fact that he had to wait. Plus, he wanted to talk about Alabama LSU for 4.5 hours. And I said, Landy, Landy Poland, we can only do it for 4 hours and 3 minutes. Not 4.5. 4 hours and 3 minutes.
Look, it's not true that I was the one who wanted to eat the meatballs before they're ready. There has only been one person who works here at the station who was eating meatballs today.
That is true, but I granted him special permission because he leaves at like 2:05. So I just gave him special permission.
Nonetheless, I wasn't the one eating them before they're ready.
I had to come up with something on the fly, Landfill. It is a good picture. Brock did a really good job. It's up at the fans' Twitter page and at facebook.com/CDVTW. And it's a really good thing. And JT the Vic is involved. He's trying to break us up. He's trying to separate us. We want to basically rip each other's throats out. And Ben Krimmel contributed as well. And he basically saved probably an embarrassing situation and scenario from unfolding. So we appreciate Krimmel's contribution to the mix.
Ben Tribbles.
Ben, yes, exactly. All right. I see nobody is excited about talking about Dwayne Haskins and how he apparently became the starting quarterback. And I say apparently because Bill Callahan still has not mentioned this. Bill Callahan refused to confirm this. If Bill Callahan, who last week, said, no, guys, Case Keenum's the starter. Bill Callahan, who had every opportunity when he took over from Jay Gruden to say, Dwayne Haskins is my starter. We're going to Miami, damn it, with Dwayne. He didn't do it. He didn't do it for that game. He didn't do it for San Francisco. He didn't do it after a shutout in a monsoon against San Francisco, granted on a short week. He didn't do it against Minnesota until he had no choice. He didn't do it until he had no choice last Friday for Buffalo when Case Keenum wasn't cleared from concussion protocol. So then, while we have that absolute surefire, no doubt about it evidence, then Hoffman reports at thefandc.com, you can read it now, it's up there, trust me, it won't bite, that Haskins and Doug Williams, the senior vice president of player personnel, had a meeting on Monday before Callahan took to the podium at Redskins Park and said, guys, you can ask and I'm paraphrasing here, 15,000 times. I'm not telling you who the starting quarterback is. I haven't made up my mind. I need to watch more film. I need time. I need to reevaluate. That's essentially the nuts and bolts of what he said, right? He wasn't giving you the answer that he wanted. He wasn't giving the media, he wasn't giving the fans the answer that they wanted. Maybe it was because he didn't want to. Maybe it was because he didn't want to give Greg Williams any extra time and advantage to prepare for the game. Maybe it was because he didn't want Dwayne Haskins to be relaxed on his bye week. Maybe he wanted that sense of urgency. He had all sorts of reasons. Okay? But here's my question. If he has full roster control, as has been reported by J.P. Finley, and I'm not disputing the report, I'm asking, if he has full roster control, then why was Doug Williams meeting with Haskins before this and, according to Hoffman, not telling him for sure that he was the starting quarterback, but Haskins left with the impression, the feeling, the sense, which is, again, different than the knowledge or absolute fact. Why is Doug Williams then giving the impression, the sense, or the feeling that Dwayne Haskins is the starter when Bill Callahan's going to go to the podium and say, no, haven't made up the decision? So either Bill Callahan is lying at the podium and just doesn't want to tell you, or the decision truly hadn't been made and Doug Williams essentially overreached his boundaries. Now, he is an executive in the organization, and he is a former Super Bowl-winning quarterback. So I know how this works. It worked this way with Robert. I'm not sure with Cousins. I'm not sure with Colt McCoy and all those guys. But it worked this way with Robert. Doug Williams met with those guys. He has relationships, and that's okay. And if he gave him a comforting sense or whatever, okay, that's the reason, which is probably what happened. But if Dwayne Haskins walked away thinking, I'm the starter, and then Bill Callahan came out minutes later, a half an hour later, whatever, and said, you're not the starter yet. We haven't made up the decision. Now we have, once again, people on different pages, people on different lines in the organizational depth chart, and it calls into question, does Bill Callahan truly have full roster control? Or was Doug Williams telling him that because he was told that by Bruce Allen and by Dan Snyder? And this brings up this circle of, as usual, you want to call it doom, uncertainty, whatever you want to call it, it brings into question every single thing that we talk about constantly about Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder's leadership or lack thereof. It's a zoo. It's a circus. It's a show. Okay? And if you are a true organization, right, truly all battling for the same thing, you're on the same page, especially on this. You have a conversation Monday morning before the players even arrive. Hey, we are not doing this. I'm the head coach. I have the control. I'm making the decision. I'm not ready to make it. Unless they wanted to make it for Bill Callahan and put Bill Callahan in a spot that he couldn't say no. I'm just throwing out some theories. What do you believe? What do you buy into? What are you thinking? Does Dwayne Haskins automatically start if the sense that I've got, Bill Callahan doesn't believe in him yet. And I think Bill Callahan's right. I know that drives you crazy. I know you're going to be mad about that. But I don't think Bill Callahan believes in him, and I really don't believe Bill Callahan really wanted to start him or really wants to start him against the Jets and Greg Williams. That's my opinion. What's yours? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll get to your calls right after this. Earl Forsey's latest Sports Flash. We have a Mike Jones interview as well. He caught up with Trent Williams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So we'll splice that up in a lot of different ways. And Earl just mentioned it at the bottom of the hour. I forgot to mention it when we came back from the first break, because we found out about it in that particular break. Adam Schefter reporting what, again, all of us expected. The Redskins are not going to pay Trent Williams the rest of his base salary this year. It's like over $5 million. I don't care about that. Trent had to have known that they were not going to pay him. That's within their right. They could have if they wanted to. There's no chance in hell they were going to pay Trent Williams. No chance. If they put him on IR, which is different than NFI, they had to pay him. That's why they didn't put him on IR. They're pissed at him. There's no chance they're going to pay him. So please, don't even concern yourself with that. Here's the benefit potentially for the Redskins, for those of you that care about the Redskins, more than the Trent Williams. More than Trent Williams. And that is, do they get that money back on their cap? Like when he was holding out, they got $740,000 per week back credited towards their cap as a rollover for next year. That's important. That's what's really important. And again, you have to know and understand how much money Trent Williams has lost here. It's like $12 million in base salary plus potentially over $5 million worth of fines. How much he loathes the executive that is running this franchise. That's how much. 800-636-1067. We're also talking about Dwayne Haskins. Maybe I'm making a big deal out of it. I'm asking the question. I know you're going to get mad that I'm stirring the pot. Guess what? Sorry. Too bad. I found it weird that if Bill Callahan has complete roster control, that Dwayne Haskins is meeting with Doug Williams and walking away thinking he's the starter, and then Callahan is going out after that and saying, no, we haven't made up our decision yet, or I haven't made up mine. And Callahan also said something weird, too, which I want to get to. I want to get the exact wording and maybe the exact cut. His very first comments on Monday, it was very strange. But I gotta pull it up, so I want to make sure I don't say it out of turn. Let's get to the calls. 800-636-1067. Brian is in Fairfax on the Fan. Brian, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, good, Chad. How you doing?
It's Chris, but it's okay. It's Chad's show.
Good. Okay. I don't care about what Bruce Allen. You know, they're dysfunctional. Whatever happens there is what happens. What's kind of irritating me lately is this bubble wrap around Haskins. Everybody's saying, or most people saying, that there's little chance he's a bust. He needs 1 or 2 years. You know, I'm kind of sick of that. In my opinion, I'll be direct. I think he's a bust. I think he's a total bust. He has no movement in the pocket. He is not a mobile quarterback, and he has been slow learning. And I've heard enough in your station and other stations, quotes from players, younger players, saying this guy doesn't know what's going on. where I'm concerned that they need to make their mind up this year whether he's a quarterback that can be a franchise quarterback, not waiting till all of next year.
Yeah.
Maybe they win six games, whatever. This is the year they're going to win one game, probably all season, and they got a number one draft choice, and they can get a good quarterback. Everybody's acting like he's not the only quarterback that played 1 year of college and did great. They're acting like he has no experience. They have to give him 2 years. He has shown nothing. I mean, he's improved slightly each game.
I agree that he has shown very little. I don't want to say he's shown nothing because what he's shown is kind of hard to judge. But it wasn't a clown show, and it wasn't a debacle last Sunday in Buffalo. I agree with what you're
saying. Because he doesn't pass the ball. He passed like, what, 10 times?
No, they ultimately had 23 passing attempts, I think it was, and four sacks, so 27 dropbacks. I mean, it's not like – it's not in Minnesota in the second half with no practice, no reps, no nothing, he threw the ball, what, five, six times, whatever it was. Brian, I appreciate the phone call. Here's what I would say. There is absolute reason to be concerned. I know for a fact there are people still left in that building that do not believe Dwayne Haskins is going to be a good quarterback. I believe he will be a good quarterback. I hope he can be a very good quarterback. I know there are people inside that building. Everyone knows. I'm not alone. Everyone knows there are people inside that building that do not believe in Dwayne Haskins at this point and maybe might not ever. That being said, do you draft a quarterback in the first round again, a la the Arizona Cardinals? Maybe if you get a quarterback and a coach that have the same system and can assimilate to the NFL as quickly as Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury out in Arizona. But remember, if you're doing that, you essentially just wasted the number 15 overall pick in last year's draft. Because if you make that kind of commitment, that kind of decision, even though I'm of the theory you can never have enough quarterbacks, you can't have two first-round quarterbacks in two consecutive years, in my opinion, on the roster. That's why Josh Rosen got traded from Arizona. They couldn't have two guys first-round, just couldn't do it. Not to mention if they draft another first-round quarterback next year, what are they going to do with the salary cap? I mean, sure, they're going to cut Colt McCoy and Case Keenum, and that'll chop about $5.5-6 million off. But don't forget, you still have Alex Smith, who counts over 20 next year. You still have Dwayne Haskins, who counts around $3 million next year. Then you're going to draft another first round quarterback, maybe top five, who's going to count $4.5-5 million. It's a lot of money to keep committing to quarterbacks that can't play or won't play or are going to sit on the bench and are going to learn and are not going to be able to help you when you can help yourself out another way. All right, let's do this. Take a quick timeout. We will get back to all your calls. I'll knock these down. Pete, Izzy, Michael, before the top of the hour. Hang tight. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Again, Hoffman at 4. He spoke to Trent Williams. We'll have that audio, and we'll get more into that side of things. We can mix it up on that. Plus, the Haskins, Doug Williams stuff is what we're starting with here on a Friday afternoon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Dukes is out today. Make sure you, again, support him with the Veterans Day Jamboree that he's putting on tomorrow night. Tally-ho in Leesburg. Go check it out. CD. Facebook.com/CDVTW. So it's a great cause, obviously, for Stop Soldier Suicide. Chad does a great job with that, so make sure you support him. If you can't be there, please donate something and help out a great cause. I'm Chris Russell, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So we're starting to kick around the whole Trent Williams situation in terms of the Redskins not paying him. Again, this was fully expected. This was the right move for them to make. Maybe you would call it a certain type of move, a fill-in-the-blank move that I can't say on the radio. But Trent Williams, in their opinion, backed them into a corner, and they have collectively bargained rights as a team, as an organization, and they're using them. Now, the real question will be, does Trent Williams now file a grievance? Remember, he did not want to participate in the medical grievance or the medical investigation. That's different than a grievance over salary. So I just heard back from a source who said the money that they're now not going to pay him is not going to count against the salary cap, which is pretty much what we thought. So the Redskins are going to save about $12 million, maybe more here, over the course of 2019 by not trading Trent Williams and by retaining his rights and also not having him in a lost season. They're going to save about $12, maybe $13 million when it's all said and done. However, source said, if he files a grievance to get paid the money, then a percentage of the money being argued over would count against the cap, which I've heard and I understand to be absolutely true. I don't know what the percentage would be, whatever it is. I think the Redskins are going to win that easily. I don't think Trent's got any leg to stand on. I could be wrong. I think the Redskins would win that easily. The other real quick thing is, why did they make this decision yesterday? Why not? I mean, if they really were holding out hope that they could find a helmet, why didn't they wait until they had to make a decision? Like, exhaust every option. I think the Redskins want nothing to do with Trent Williams either at this point. They're tired. They're exhausted. They're done. They're mad. They're frustrated. Quick question is, are they stuck forever together? Or as in next year? We'll get into that as we go along as well. 800-636-1067. Let's get to Izzy in Brooklyn, New York on radio.com or thefandc.com/listen. What's up, Izzy? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Izz. What's going on? What part of Brooklyn are you in?
Warham Hill, if you know it.
Where's that?
Downtown.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Warham Hill.
All right, my family's from Bensonhurst, so Brooklyn.
Okay. We're carrying the D.C. sports flag up here. proud and strong.
There you go.
I think the whole Doug Williams conversation leading into the announcement for the coach on Monday, I think the Redskins are stuck in this horrible feedback loop because they've been so dysfunctional for so long that everybody just assumes the worst and starts conversations like these, which, for all we know, everybody could have been in on it. Doug Williams talks to Haskins, lets him know the deal. Coach knows the deal, but he just goes out and he says something else. But maybe Haskins and Williams knew he was going to do that. So it's a non-story that becomes a waste of energy for a lot of people when they should be focusing on all the other dysfunction that goes on in the organization, which is just a nightmare.
I would totally agree with you. It should be a non-story, but that's the point, is they don't seem to be on the same page, right? If Doug Williams was going to tell or give a strong impression to Dwayne Haskins that he was going to be the starting quarterback, then either Doug knew something that apparently Bill Callahan did not know or wasn't ready to decide or wasn't ready certainly to announce, or Doug was preemptive, if you will, and jumped the gun and did something that he wasn't supposed to do. And I hear things about Doug Williams all the time, and we all know his mouth gets him in a little bit of trouble. So I wonder if he jumped the gun here a little bit.
No, but my point is, maybe everybody knew everything all along, and there was no jumping of guns. There was no surprising, and it's not a story from that context.
So what you're saying is then flat out, if they knew everything all along and everybody was lockstep, right? Haskins, Doug Williams, Bill Callahan, Bruce Allen, then Bill Callahan flat out lied over and over and over and over again to the media on Monday, right? And to the fans,
because there was no it's in the world we live in. There's no obligations for any of these guys to tell the truth, whether it's not necessarily because they're trying to be malicious to the media, but because they don't want to give out any secrets or whatever the issue
I understand may
be,
that. Hey, listen, I
want to talk around issues.
I talked about that earlier in this week, Izzy. I said, look, why do you want to give Greg Williams any kind of advantage? Why do you want to give the Jets advanced scouts any kind of advantage? Why do you want to give Dwayne Haskins any reason to slack off during the bye week? They didn't have to make the decision. I agree with it that they didn't have to tell the media. They didn't have to tell the fans. What I'm asking is, it doesn't appear that they were on the same page, at least the way it's been presented. That's what I'm trying to get
at.
And because this organization has done so much bad in this regard, where they don't seem to be in lockstep and they have different people fighting different fronts of the war, that's the reason why it's a problem. Iz, I appreciate the phone call. Let you go on that. Let's quickly get to Michael in Fredericksburg before the top of the hour on the Fan. Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm a first-time caller.
Nice to have you aboard. What's going on?
Well, thank you. I would like to say that what Dwayne Haskins has demonstrated to me is that he has poor work ethic. He has had, I don't know, at least 6 months to digest the playbook. At least 6 months to be able to look at film and learn how to read a defense. He's had 6 months to work on his footwork in the pocket and work on his mechanics. He apparently is either a very poor student or he has not been spending the time necessary to become a professional quarterback. And it starts with a good work ethic.
Well, we
if
listen.
You don't have that.
Let me hang on a second. Michael, let me jump in here. We don't know for sure how hard he's worked. I've heard a lot of things on both sides of the aisle. Honestly, I have. You don't know, okay? They know. They know inside the building how hard he's worked and how hard he's not worked. They won't exactly be honest, I don't think, up on the podium for everybody to hear it. So that's why we have to have all these sourced reports, right? The bottom line is this. I doubt very seriously that Dwayne Haskins has done every single thing that he could possibly do to master this scheme and the playbook and the terminology. I absolutely believe he probably could have done more at some point. Whether he's doing it now or not, I don't know exactly. There's an indication that he is. That being said, as long as he's doing it now and taking it seriously, that's better than not. But it is concerning. And I think that's concerning the people inside the building. And it should be, by the way. 800-636-1067. We'll take the turn at 3 o'clock. We'll get into some other things in the 3 o'clock hour. We have an NBA guest coming up. We will do a little Wizards talk. We'll do a little Caps, little Nats. And then we'll get to the Trent Williams news with Craig Hoffman at 4 o'clock right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.